يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا. صدق الله العظيم. I would like to present my apologies to be late. Because I'm misunderstanding on the time. May Allah forgive me, inshallah. And I avoid this time of informing me that God with my mom. First week we have talked about the importance of the heart. That the heart is not an organ, like the other organs in the body. We discussed the scientific aspect of the heart. The heart is not an organ. We just accept all the messages from the brain. We discussed also that in Islamic studies, we don't take the heart like an ordinary organ, because the West tells us the brain controls the heart. But we see, if we do scanning of a fetus of the 120 days, the heart beats. We can see it in the scan. Yet, the brain is not formed. This proves that the heart is not controlled by the brain. And also latest scientific discoveries, we saw that there are 40,000 neurons in the heart, which means there are nerves in the heart as well. And there are many other physiological aspects of the heart. And this is the main organ that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, that beware, there is a piece of flesh in your body. If this piece of flesh is sound, then your entire body will be sound. But if this piece of flesh is not sound, then your whole body will be at stake. And beware, this is the heart. And in the light of the Quran, we saw that the ultimate aim of sending us in this world are two things. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith that man has been created on a fitra. Fitra means a natural inclination of doing good. And when we come in this world, our heart is clean, it's sinless. But when we do guna, there's a black spot that comes from the heart. And if we don't ask for istighfar, we don't rectify our heart, it becomes completely dark. And this is what will lead to our destruction, spiritual destruction mainly. And for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, we discuss also, except for those that come with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, with a qalb salim, a heart which is sound, which is pure. So if you think properly, our lifespan in this world is approximately, compared to the hereafter, about 2 seconds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has compared this dunya. Kana miqdaruhu khamsina alfa sana. The Quran mentioned that one day of Qiyamah is 50,000 years for this world. If you work it out, our average span in this world is 2 seconds. That's what it is compared to this one day we're going to spend in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That same very day, when it comes in hadith, there won't be any veil between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's absolutely no veil. And Allah will talk to us directly. Question and answers will take place. And that day, it will be very, very difficult. Except for that person who comes to Allah. إِلَى مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهُ بِقَلْبِ سَلِيمِ The Quran says, those persons who have come to Allah with a clean heart. For this reason, we have to understand the effort that needed to purify our heart. Allah sent us with a qalbi fitra, a natural inclination. But this gets polluted with the world. But we must make an effort, come as come at least, that we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this heart is purified. A sound heart. Only the muhabbat of Allah in this heart. After we have understood that, what we discussed last week was the importance of niyyah. The niyyah now to rectify this heart. And niyyah got to do with the heart. All our ibadah got to do with the dunya. But all those ibadat are not important in the sight of Allah if the niyat is not rectified. And I quoted you this hadith, as all muhaddithun have quoted this hadith, that verily your intention will be the foundation to judge you on the day of Qiyamah. And your reward that you get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also will be according to your intention. Intention got to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this heart, it comes in the hadith, the heart of a man is between the fingers of Allah. The heart of a man is between the fingers of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who controls our heart. Our ta'aluk is start with our heart. We must rectify our heart by starting what is niyat. Our niyat, all our actions must be based on niyat. Without niyat, our hajj is not counted. Without niyat, our salah is not counted. Without niyat, our roza is not counted. So this is the importance of niyat. Today what I want to discuss with you is the starting point to tread the path of the tasawwuf. The starting point to make the tazkiyah of nafs, to purify the heart, the straight point to create a sound heart The very, very sound starting point, Imam Al-Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, هو الأول أقدام المريدين. This is the very first step of a person who wants to purify him. It's tawbah. If a person has made the niyat, oh Allah, now I know where I stand. The next step to do, there are 9 steps to clean our heart, to reach the stage we want, is tawbah. If a person hasn't understood the haqiqat of tawbah, it will be very difficult for him to tread this path of purification of the heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith to this effect that at times I feel like a cloud settle on my heart. At times I feel a cloud settling on my heart. And when this happens, I ask for istighfar 100 times. Rasulullah is saying that. The same Bashar, Khairul Bashar, for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in the Quran, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Allah has verily forgave you all your shortcomings. The word zamin actually in Arabic means the sin. But in that case of Rasulullah s.a.w. we don't use the word sin, because our aqidah, all the anbiya are ma'asum. If you say the anbiya making sin, then it is kufr. Anbiya do not make sin. There are some shortcomings. So Allah is saying in the Quran, we have forgiven you all your shortcomings. يَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ of the past, وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ and whatever you've done. Such a guarantee is being given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet the Prophet of Allah is telling us that he feels like a cloud on his heart. Who are we? The same qalb mutahhar, the same heart has been purified, as I told you last time. About 7 times Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam came. About Sahih riwayat, about 3 to 4 times. But there are up to 7 riwayat, 7 times Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam came and purified the heart of Rasulullah. One when he was a child with Bibi Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha. One on the mocha of Mi'raj, etc. If the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the cloud was settling on it, what is the position of us when we do a sin? This is why Tawbah is the starting point. What is the meaning of this cloud? Ulama explain. The meaning of this cloud is the suspicion of sin. The suspicion of sin. That's a big disease we can develop in. So when this comes, we get waswasa. Alladhi yuwaswisu fi suduri nas. We ask protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those evils, shaitan who whisper in our heart. When this comes, then it can be disastrous for our iman. It can be disastrous. For example, you will find some people, every now and then they go and make wuzu. They got a suspicion in them, my wuzu is broken, all this country. It can be disastrous. How long did my namaz? How many times? You start repeating your namaz again. Whereas there are masla masail on that. Fukaha are aware of this cloud that settled on our heart. This is why you got masla of sijda sahwa. But those who are trapped in this wasawis, those who are trapped in this cloud, then it can be disastrous for the iman. For this reason, we have to understand the mechanism, the spiritual mechanism of the heart to go to tread the path of the soul. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I ask Allah 100 times maghfirat. The word 100 ulama explains the numerology science, the sharia has explained as well. It make dalalat and kathir, that means a lot of times, until this disappears. Some ulama say, no, actually you count it 100 times. Some ulama say, a lot of times you ask for. This is a starting point, that we have to understand that this qalb, when we make a sin, be it in the past, in the present or the future, we've got to make wujud towards our heart. And there are two things. When a person wants to rectify himself, brothers in Islam, I want to analyze one point, very, very important. Don't take offense what I'm saying. We can be having a long beard, we're wearing jubbah. Alhamdulillah. In the time of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, I read in a book recently, there was a group of people who were making a lot of zikr. Lot of zikr they were making, that Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam was amazed with them. It was revealed to us that Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, if a woman was to come and offer herself to those men, they would have taken the offer of those women. If a woman was to come and offer herself to the Zakirin, they would accept the offer of that woman. Samjiba. Lip service. Lip service, it has not reached the heart. This is why the purification of the heart, this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring to the heart. In fact, if you go and see a Hakim, it's Ajib Hadith, this Hadith is Ajib. If you go and see a Hakim to cure you, and you don't see a conventional, there are two types of medicine, one is your traditional medicine and one is your conventional medicine. I'm talking about traditional medicine. The Hakim will take your pulse and make decision. This pulse, when it comes, it goes through all your organs. There are three pulses here and three pulses here on each hand. Depending on the pulse that equates, it will tell you which organ of yours is affected. The blood brings a message, the heart sends a message, this organ is sick. And from there they got their own way, the Hakim to deal with it. This is the beauty of the heart. The pressure it goes, it's sent to. You know, today's time you got the satellite. You send a message and the film appears there. It's easy to understand today's time. Your heart sends a message, not only spiritual message, but physical message also. It's through the satellite we can understand why we cannot understand through the heart. Allah has given us the solar system, the ecosystem, whatever system the scientists are talking, Allah has shown to us in the field of medicine. So this is why we have to understand the heart, that this heart, if it's not being monitored properly, this is where we're going to suffer in the akhirat, when we have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the taqaza of the Quran is when we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it must be a sound heart. For this reason, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, when he was given khilafat, he says that I want on the day of Qiyamah, if only I can go just for this masla of khilafat, the responsibility of being the Amir, if only this can be sorted out, I'm not asking for Jannah, that only can be sorted out is enough. Hazrat Umar al-Faruq radiallahu anhu, one day a camel from the Baitul Mal ran away. Hazrat Umar al-Faruq radiallahu anhu ran and looked for this camel and talked to this camel. You running away, what I'm going to tell Allah on the day of Qiyamah? How is it possible that a camel ran away from Baitul Mal? This is the figure of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. The same Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala who says that on the day of Qiyamah, if any person will be destined for hell, I'm afraid it is me. And if every person is going to be entered in Jannah, only one person is in hell, I'm afraid it is me. And on the other hand, and if it is said that everybody will go in Jahannam except one person will go in Jannah, I hope it is me. How much effort we have to make in our heart. Hazrat Ali Karamallahu Wajhah says, Rasulullah has trained me so much. The heart of Hazrat Ali has been trained so much. If you put Jannah in front of me, it won't have effect on my heart. You put Jahannam in front of me, it won't have effect on my iman. This is how they. Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Alayhi, he was a great businessman of his time. He was like today we got the multinationals. He was this caliber. They brought a message to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. Hazrat, jo maal aa raha hai, jo big cargo that is coming, there was a shipwreck. Alhamdulillah. The next message sent, Hazrat, no. 3 days. Your ship has there no shipwreck. Your saman is okay. The man said, I don't understand. I told you, I gave you bad news, it destroyed. You said, Alhamdulillah. I give you the news, everything is okay. You say, Alhamdulillah. I said, I was checking with my heart. Did my heart affected with this smile or not? When you told me it didn't have any effect on my heart, I said, Alhamdulillah. When you told me this smile also came, it was not destroyed. I'll check my heart was not attached. This is what we're talking about, the Qalb Salim. How much this world has gone in our heart, has affected our heart, and how much we got to purify it. This is a question of Tawbah. The question of Tawbah, Imam Mawlana Hazrat Abdul Hayy Rahmatullah Alayhi says, there are two types of Tawbah. First of all, we have to understand what is the nature of Tawbah, to make Tawbah. Jai kar maslah. Nature of Tawbah is, the word Tawbah Yatubu in Arabic means to repent, to return. To return from far sight to a near sight. What does it mean? Understood what I'm saying? No, never understood. Okay. Tawbah means we return from the heart which is very far. Bring the heart near to the nur of marifat of Allah. Sanjiba? No, let me explain. Bring the heart to the level to understand who is Allah. The divine light of the recognition of Allah, this is Tawbah. The acquisition of the divine light, of the recognition of Allah, this is Tawbah. Oh Allah, we know that on the Qiyamah, besides you, nobody will make Faisla besides you. You are Maliki Yawmiddin. This haqiqat has come in our heart. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Mufassirin explained, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the Quran with Alhamd. The Al here is for generality. All praise we can think is for Allah who owns the entire universe. Rabb is supposed to come in our heart when we say that. When we go in front of the minister. Even Musa alayhi salatu was salam, when he was sent to Fir'aun, he got panicked. Oh Allah, you're sending me to Fir'aun. Give me my brother Harun to shoulder me. Musa alayhi salatu was salam. Here we're talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. What is the kayfiyyah in our heart when we're reading that? This is a sign our heart is empty inside. We haven't understood who is Allah. This is Tawbah. Recognize who is Allah. Get the divine light of the recognition of Allah. We haven't understood who is Allah. Before, when you read Alhamdulillah, we are not shivering. It comes in the riwayat that Hazrat Hassan رضي الله تعالى, when he used to appear by the threshold of the masjid, he used to turn blue. He used to turn blue. People say, why are you turning blue? He said, do you know in front of who we are going to stand now? This haqiqat in that. This is Tawbah. This is Tawbah. Return from a far side to a near side to get the marifat, the nur of Allah in Allah. This is Tawbah. To clean this heart, very important. This is the first stage. So Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. But then, oh my Banda, when you say this word, your panic is stricken after me. But look at my next sifat, Ar-Rahman. Wallah, your mercy, there is no limit. The word Rahman is so powerful. In fact, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Maliful Quran explained that the mercy of Allah is so powerful, the word Rahman is not enough to qualify it. Allah brings another sifat, Ar-Rahim. So great is the mercy of Allah that one sifat is not enough to contain the sifat of Allah. Allah brought the sifat again. It is the only sifat of Allah, the quality of mercy, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given two sifat, Rahman and Rahim. The other sifat, Allah has contented himself with one, the other qualities, with one quality he mentioned it. But to show the mercy of Allah, Allah has used two of his sifat to make man understand that he is Rahim. Don't lose hope on him. But now don't abuse on him. Maliki Yawmiddin. Don't abuse on this Rahmaniyat of Allah. No, he is your Lord on the day of judgment. Then only, Ulama Kiram explained, the turning point of a Muslim comes. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. It comes in hadith. And it's Azan of the Masla also. When you do Surah Fatiha, you must say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Rahmani, Rahim, Iman. No, it's against Sunnah. The Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Because in hadith it mentions, when we read that, Allah answers. There is a communication that's taking place. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. There's another communication where Allah answers that. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Then the turning point takes place, the culmination of that marifat of Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Allah. Only to you we seek help, Allah. This is the pinnacle of Tawheed, when man's heart is clean. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Allah, we are really your slaves. Na'budu. And to you we seek help. Then Allah said, Mango, what you want? When we read the Surah Fatiha, how can Allah refuse what we need? But because we don't understand it, the heart is not purified to understand the value of the Quran, the dua is not accepted. The dua is not accepted. How many times we do this today? 4 rakat fajr, 12 zuhar, how much come? Asar 8, how many? Maghrib 7, Isha 17, yet our dua is not being accepted. Why? Sufyan al-Thawri, rahmullah. Great muhaddith, Imam al-Sunnah in the time of Imam Hanifa, he was a contemporary Imam Hanifa, rahmullah. There was a tyrant. He made dua immediately the tyrant was destroyed. People asked him, but how come? He said, I do not disobey my Rabb. When I ask him, he talks to me. Have we reached that level? The purity of the heart of Sufyan al-Thawri, rahmullah. This is how those people work their heart. When the heart opens to Allah, Allah accepts this heart. Allah says in the Quran, وَهُوَ أَقْرَبُ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah is nearer to us than our jugular vein. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ. Allah is wherever you are with you. And we can only understand that by the process of tawbah. Clean the heart first. When our heart is clean, then we can start climbing the ladder of spiritualism. This is tawbah. So I would say tawbah means to return, especially return from far side to near side, to get the marifat of Allah, the nur of Allah in our heart. And to do that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may our life be sacrificed for our Nabi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I've read so many ahadith this morning, yesterday. There's so many ahadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given to us to make istighfar to Allah subhanahu. The reason to make istighfar is that is a philosophy on its own. It comes in a hadith reported in Sahih Muslim to this effect that if man does not make tawbah, if you get a person who does not make sin and then he doesn't make tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe him off and will have created another creation that will sin and make tawbah. Because the tawbah, the philosophy of tawbah, the philosophy of repenting to Allah is, if you think properly, the philosophy of tawbah is to make a person get taqwa. Why farishta doesn't have tawbah? It doesn't benefit a farishta to have tawbah. Because they don't make sin. But when a person makes tawbah, this consolidates him spiritually. It creates a pang, a pain in his heart that I have sinned. It comes in a hadith. One of the signs of a mu'min, when he does a good sign, a good action, his heart is happy inside. When he does a bad action, his heart starts shivering itself. His heart is not at ease. His heart is like a fish coming out of the sea. Isn't it? Simple example. The same sin we do outside Ramadan will swallow it. We tolerate it. We're checking with our eyes, no control our tongue. But in Ramadan, if we make one ghibat, Ya Allah, we feel we have lost our whole month of Ramadan. The feeling we have in our heart, this is what Rasulullah is referring to of tawbah. So when a person makes tawbah, it increases. The pain created in the heart, the pain that's created in the heart, this will elevate that person. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala comes in narration. He was a tahajjud guzar. One day Iblis went to him. And Iblis didn't let him wake up for tahajjud. The following night, Iblis came and wake him up. He's an old man, in the form of an old man. He said, who are you? He said, I'm Iblis. He said, why are you waking me now? He said, yesterday I make you sleep. You missed your tahajjud. But the amount you cry, Ya Allah. The whole day you cry for this one tahajjud, which is nafil, that I better wake you up. Because when you make tawbah, you come nearer to Allah than your tahajjud namaz. This is the value of tawbah. This is the value of tawbah. Shaitan has understood that. Because tawbah elevates your status. There are three stages in tawbah. When we make our sin, we want to change ourselves. The first stage is, we acknowledge we have done something wrong. We acknowledge, oh Allah, we acknowledge, therefore we make tawbah. And with sincerity we make that. The next stage is we got to have conviction not to do that in the future. Not to do it in the future. So, we have gham in our heart, we have pain in our heart, we've done something wrong. We ask for tawbah. And the third one, to make a resolution not to be taken in future. So the third one is a difficult one. We're going to put in our heart, okay, I'm not going to take drug again. But then, at school, they're coming again with it. We make firm intention, we are not going to control the woman. But some woman, even your bride, you must do. Difficult to control the kids. We make firm intention not to make ribas. Situation arrives. not to do. The sperm resolution not to do it in future. There was a great sheikh, he was a Khalifa Mawlana Shafi'i Thani Rahmatullah Alayh. This question was asked. How to do the third one? We can make tawbah, we accept we made something good, but not to repeat this guna again, that's tough one. He said, beautiful answer. This is why when you learn, we sit with Ahlullah, your mind open. He said, to have this in our heart itself is a very serious matter. Because we are negating the quality of Ghafoorul Rahim of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are negating. The point is, at the time of making the resolution, we must make the niyat, oh Allah, I'm seeking your forgiveness for such action I have done. I make resolution as from today, I'm not going to make it. Oh Allah, I'm a human being. You are the only one who is pure. You are the only Zat who got no fault in him. Oh Allah, I am weak. Protect me not to do it again. But if we don't do that, we are muzabzab, we are doubting our own resolution, it won't benefit. And this is disastrous for our iman. Because we don't trust the quality of Ghafoorul Rahim of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this reason, when you make some resolution, it must be accompanied with what I said last week, niyat, intention. Our intention must be here as well, that it is for the pleasure of Allah we ask. Now, when we're going to make tawbah, there are two types of tawbah. When we want to go in the path of purifying our heart, there are two types of tawbah. One is known as Tawbah-e-Ijmali. That is a holistic Tawbah, a general Tawbah. For all our past sins, we turn to Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us. Oh Allah, forgive us. As from today, I'm a changed person, Allah. Forgive me. Firm resolution. We are going to make it, but we are not going to lie. We are not going to look at women. We are not going to do this. We are not going to do that. Firm intention. For all our past sins. The second one is Tawbah al-Tafsili, a detailed Tawbah. And this is where we are yesterday. This one is a detailed Tawbah. There are two types. One is Hukukullah and one is Hukukul Riba. What does this mean? If a person wants to rectify himself, he vis-a-vis Allah, his namaz, is it okay? His roza, is it okay? His Hajj, is it okay? His Sadaqatul Fit, is it okay? Whatever rights we have vis-a-vis Allah, does that mean when we make Tawbah all those things have been alleviated? No. We have to compensate for those shortcomings. Hence, it is recommended by all of my kiram that as from today we have make our resolution not to do guna, to make Tawbah, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to write down how many namaz we have missed. Our Qaza'i Umri, how many Hajj we have firm of Hajj or we don't have perform Hajj, our Roza, we got to calculate that. And have our people at home tell them about it, and the Ulama explained very, very, very important advice given by Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib is to have a will. To write it in your will, because you don't know what time death can come. And up to one third in your will you can write down to pay for that. Now, I'm not going to go into detail because this is a fit. You can go to your Mufti, your Ulama. In case you die, for each namaz you miss, how much you got to pay. For your Roza, how much you got to pay. For your Hajj, etc. This you go to your Mufti, he will calculate it for you to pay as well. That's Hukukullah. You cannot just ask Tawbah like this. You got to compensate also for that. The second one is Hukukullah. Hukukul Ibad is we have maru haq, we have not fulfilled the rights of others. For example, we owe people money. Come on. It comes in hadith, brothers. This is not an ordinary thing which is being mentioned here. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before his departure from this world, he gathered the ashab. He said, if anybody, I owe them something, owe, I did harm to you, please ask it now. I don't want to face problem in Akhirat in front of Allah. If I've hurt you, take your revenge now. Don't leave it for Akhirat. One Sahabi.
Ya Rasulullah.
One day you lift your whip and you hit me by mistake. I wanted to rip you.
Sahaba start boiling. Can you imagine the people like Hazrat Umar or Farooq, they wanted to kill him. What, ya Rab, what this man is doing here? He wants to whip Rasulullah.
He get a whip.
Sahaba, you panic. What on earth this man is doing?
Say, ya Rasulullah, when your whip hit me, I didn't have clothes on me. Remove your jubbah. I want to whip you with a jubbah. Without the jubbah.
Sahaba, can you imagine what was going in the heart of Sahaba Kiram?
When this was removed, the man came and kissed the seal of prophethood on the back of Rasulullah.
The point here is what the Sahaba did. The point I'm driving home here is even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted a clean slate regarding hukukul ibad. Our great akabir, like Maulana Ashraf Ali Khani rahmatullahi alayhi, before he passed away, he wrote a letter, a leaflet, Al-Uzf wal-Nazr, where he said to all the people he knew to forgive him. Oh, he said, have you got any claim against me?
Maulana Ashraf Ali Khani.
The Grand Mufti of Pakistan, Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, he wrote a letter, Salafi Mafaq. Same thing. Great, great personalities. Who are me and you? They wrote letters to people asking for apologies before they went from this world. This is Tawbah. The reality of Tawbah is if we are really sincere in our heart, we got to humiliate ourselves. Then we know our heart is sound. Then we know the taqwa of Allah has come in our heart. We pray for sorting our problem here and go with a sound heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we have achieved tawbah. If not, we haven't achieved tawbah. So when we ask for tawbah, when we want to rectify our heart, we want to purify our heart, then this is the way to go. Follow my Quran. I'm going to end it on one story reported in a hadith where there was a person, many of you, I've heard it, but only tazkira mein ask kar raha hoon. There was a person who did a lot of sin. And then, time for death coming, he make a wasiya, he realized that his sin is unforgiven. You cannot forgive your sin. Heinous sin he was doing. See, when I die, burn me and spread my ashes all over. Out of They did it. They did it for him. Burn his body. Splash. But he forgot that Allah is powerful over all. Allah ordered all the ashes to be gathered. Gave life back to him. Presented him back to Allah. Despite knowing that this action, there was an element of kufr in there. Because how can he doubt the capacity of Allah? Yet, Allah told him, what's your problem? Why you told people to do this with your body? Khashyati, Ya Rab. Oh my Lord, out of fear for you I did that. I don't know what face to show you. Allah told him, fear, for me you have this, I'm forgiving you. You have realized who I am. This is the Qalbi Salim that the Quran is talking, recognizing who is Allah. This marifat, to bring this nur of marifat in Allah, in our heart, this is what Tawbah is. If we haven't attained that, we haven't realized the virtue of Tawbah, then we are not going to progress in our spiritual life. This is a lesson that we get from that. Whatever be our Tawbah, the door, the Quran, the Hadith of Islam is clear. Hatta yugharghir. Until the gharghara, that is that when a person is going to die, there is like a gharghar before the root comes out from his throat. Until this hasn't started, the door of Tawbah of Allah is never closed. That is about Tawbah. Now there is something more important. This is istighfar. One is tawbah and one is istighfar. When we ask istighfar, there are three things. What kind of a Muslim? One is we have gham in our heart, we did something wrong. Secondly, with resolution. Thirdly, we are not going to do it in the future. And the fourth one is to ask forgiveness of our forgiveness. We are so weak that even we got to ask Allah maaf to forgive us for not being able to ask proper forgiveness. Dalil is in the hadith of Rasulullah where he asked, "Oh Allah, forgive me the sin that I know of and the sin that I do not know of." Which means our forgiveness is never coming. So istighfar, Imam Al-Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi explained, is for the false. We have done something good. In our eyes, it is good. But in the eyes of Allah, we do not know. Ask istighfar for our salah. Ask istighfar for our hajj. Ask istighfar for our zikr. Ask istighfar for our tilawat al-Quran. Ask istighfar for our roza. Ask istighfar for our azkar we make. Whatever good action we make, ask istighfar for this good action we have done because we are weak. We don't know whether it's accepted. So one is tawbah, to wipe off the sin, the effect of sin from our heart. One is istighfar, to make us realize we are nothing. We are impure human beings. We walk with filth in our tummy 24 hours, but we don't realize it. Our arrogance, we walk our nose in the air. This is our arrogance, which was hidden in the heart of Iblis. وَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُسْتَكْبِرِينَ The Quran says, this takabur was hidden in Iblis. Yet Iblis has so much knowledge about Allah, but it was come to the time to test him, to make sijda for Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. He refused to do it, because takabur was hidden in his heart. For this reason it comes in the hadith, if a person gets arrogance, pride in him, to the extent of one mustard seed, he won't get the fragrance of Jannah, leave alone seeing Jannah. And he says that the fragrance of Jannah, when the breeze of Jannah blows, 500 years of musafat, of traveling, you can smell it. How far are we going to be? Far from Jannah is when we have takabbur. So what ibadat we're talking? Who we think we are? We are walking with spills in our body 24 hours. Who we think we are? We are nothing. Allah is everything. Allah is everything. Turn to Allah. Tawbah, istighfar. If you need a general time for you to stop here now. But this is the first stage to stop in our life. If we want to rectify ourselves, is tawbah. As from today, make firm intention to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And tawbah, there are two levels. One is for our past sin and one for our present sin. The detailed sin that we make, we got to compensate for that. And one important masla, I'm going to end on this masla, very, very important masla I'm going to give you, is to ask for forgiveness. It is an amad in the Quran. Ya ayyuhal ladhina, the first ayat I quoted in the beginning, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Oh, you believers, ask a pure tawbah from Allah. Tawbatan nasuha. It's a direct order from the Quran. It's an order of Allah to ask for tawbah. And one important masla, very, very, very important masla is stop brooding, stop pondering on our past sin. That will destroy us. If we have done something wrong in the past, we have asked maghfirat, we have made firm resolution, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, wa huwa ghafurur rahim, with all the sifat of Allah, and that we do not have hope in the mercy of Allah, and we're just walking and thinking, I did this, I did this now, I did this, I did zina, I watched TV, I did this pornographic film, I make it, but this is not the maqsad of mankind on this world. The maqsad, what will happen if we do that, this also is a disease of the heart. This also is a disease of the heart, to think and this is a guna worry you, because Allah never sent you in this world to worry about guna. Allah has sent us here to make his ibadat. Ulama explained, don't let those false guna torment you. Yes, have regret over it. This is one thing. Have regret on the guna that we made. That comes in hadith also. Have regret. But don't let your past sin torment you. This will be a rod in a stick, in the wheel, for your spiritual progress. Because it's going to remove from your heart to understand the ma'rifat of Allah. Because the rahmat of Allah is more than his anger. It comes in hadith. The rahmat of Allah is more than his anger. So, we must focus more on the rahmat of Allah than his anger. Don't ponder on the sin and let it destroy you. Oh, I did this now, I'm going through a depression and a spiritual depression. This is not the maqsad of Islam. Ulama, I have checked 3 books on that before I put this maqsad in front of you. I've taken 3 books. Ulama explained, do not let this sin torment you. You've got more important thing to do. Make zikr of Allah, read the tilawat Quran. And have umid in Allah, Allah will forgive this sin. So for any person who wants to progress spiritually, Imam Al-Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, this is the first step. Tawbah. But much to talk on that, time is over. We must have sincere tawbah. And like last week I said, I repeat it again, for nafil salah, you can make amount of niyat you want. Before we go to sleep, you can make 2 rakat nafil for istikhara. You want to get married, you want to take a job, you want istikhara, you say khair from Allah for that, you can make niyat istikhara. You have a debt, you want to pay the debt, big problem on your head, salatul hajat. You make niyat salatul hajat for that. You make guna during the day, salatul tawbah. Make niyat for salatul tawbah. There's so many niyat you can make for 2 rakat nafil. So make this niyat, add this niyat as well before we go to sleep. 2 rakat salatul tawbah before we sleep. The 2 rakat, how many minutes? 2 minutes, 3 minutes. But so many good can come out of this 2 rakat nafil. We just add niyat for tawbah. What I'm going to do, inshallah, there is one hadith called Sayyidul Istighfar, the master of all the istighfar, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, a person who reads this at night, if he passed away before dawn, or if he reads during the day before sunset, he passed away, Allah will enter him Jannah. It's a long istighfar. I'm going to get it, and I'm going to get an Arabic print. I'm going to make approximately 10-20 copies, because we can't do it now. I'm going to give it to you next week, inshallah, Aziz, Umar, we'll try to type it. Then we're going to give everybody, because what we're talking, coming here and going there, for the purpose, let's put into practice. So inshallah, next week, we're going to, if Allah gives topic, I'm going to give you Sayyidul Istighfar that Rasulullah has made himself and has done it. In fact, the ulama say after every Fardh Salah reading. I mean, so easy Islam is. Ad-Dinu Yusrun. Just think of Allah in our heart. 100 times, inshallah. Don't make it loud. Just in our heart. Think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His grandeur, His mercy, His Ghafurur Rahim. And inshallah, Allah will put it minan in our heart. Peace, tranquility.